We are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wiza. Thanks for joining us. By the way, our feedback email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. Please send us a line. Well, you know, it seems that even if men can avoid every other ailment in life, prostate cancer seems to be the one that is inescapable as a man becomes elderly. But now new research could completely revolutionize how it's treated. Lead researcher Dr. Kitesh Kati, professor of radiology and physics at the University of Missouri and director of the University of Missouri Cancer Nanotechnology Platform, joins us now to tell us more about it. Dr. Kati, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Sure.
So tell me, how prevalent is prostate cancer? Does it become almost unavoidable for many men as they get into their 90s?
Yeah, it's not a good news. If someone says that somebody is a male, he would get prostate cancer almost definitely at some stage in his life. And most often, thank God, it is in the older age. So there is no escape from prostate cancer.
That is certainly not great news, but the treatment of prostate cancer has improved dramatically over time. What would you say are the drawbacks to the way it's treated currently?
Well, you know, I want to be careful here. There are, you know, medical modalities that patients are benefited from. Not that everything that exists now is bad or anything. However, the standard of care does require significant improvement. So that's where we have used nanotechnological approaches to see if we can provide a paradigm shift in the way future patients with prostate cancer would be treated.
Now, your research involved gold dust and green tea. How are these two things combined to potentially treat prostate cancer?
Yeah, I'm a scientist, so I want to be as precise as possible. At the same time, I want to make whatever I say intelligible to everybody. So everybody is intelligent around here. So now, we use nanoparticles of gold. We use nanoparticles of gold that are radioactive. So it is the radioactivity that has the power to destroy tumor cells, or cancer tissue. But radioactivity also destroys good cells and good tissue. So this is where our new technology appears to help in ways that we can selectively destroy only the prostatic tumor cells or the prostatic tumor tissue.
Okay, how is it being targeted so specifically then?
Yes, what we did is something pretty exciting to us and lots of folks, because we used a chemical that is there in tea, the tea beverage that people all across the globe have been drinking for thousands of years. What we discovered in our research is that there is a chemical, it's a long name for that, it is called as EGCG. It's a chemical that comes under the chemical family of polyphenols. And that's the reason why we all drink tea, by the way. You know, if you go out and ask, you know, what is there in tea, some people, even if they did not know the scientific value or scientific meaning of tea, they would say, I drink tea because I get a lot of antioxidants.
Now, you're saying, though, the substance in the tea somehow is drawn towards tumors?
Yes. So we use this antioxidant that is there in tea, which is the EGCG, and we coat this antioxidant on our nanoparticles. In our process, we have done something more than that. The EGCG, which is the antioxidant which is there in tea, actually has helped us to produce gold nanoparticles by simply mixing this chemical that is there in tea with the radioactive gold precursor. By that way, we created these radioactive gold nanoparticles. Not only that, this particular chemical that is there in tea conjugated or decorated these nanoparticles.
Now, tell me, though, is it drawn specifically to prostate tumors then?
Yes. Now you have gold nanoparticles with this chemical from tea. We inject these nanoparticles with those chemicals in tea directly into the prostatic tumor. By doing so, the nanoparticles are held within the tumor for as long as it takes to shrink or eliminate the tumor with no leakage. It doesn't leak to other healthy organs.
I see. And so now I'm talking to Dr. Kitesh Kati. He's a professor of radiology and physics at the University of Missouri, lead researcher in this very interesting research on nanoparticles and how they can treat potentially prostate cancer. Now, when you say nanoparticles, are they essentially metallic pieces of some sort that are made radioactive then?
Exactly. These are nanoparticles are metallic, tiny pieces of the metal. They're so tiny, if somebody has to put things in perspective, they're about 100,000 times smaller than the width of human hair.
Now, once they're injected, though, do they remain there in the prostate for forever?
Exactly. They would remain there for as long as it takes to shrink the tumor, but because these are radioactive gold nanoparticles, there's a concept called half-life of radioactivity. So almost all the particles would be gone after about three, four, or five half-lives. You're talking about maybe 10 to 15 days. Much of the radioactivity decays, so there would be nothing left within the tumor. In fact, the tumor itself would be eradicated by then.
Now, you've been experimenting on mice, right, at this point?
Yes, we have experimented on mice. The kind of prostatic tumor we have created in mice mimics a human tumor in many different ways. I'm not suggesting that we'll quickly jump into treating human patients, but we have a very high comfort level that what we have observed in treating these mice, we can translate that into human patients with a few more studies which we have planned in dogs.
Now, tell me, though, are nanoparticles, are they used in any kind of treatment of humans right now?
Right now, I do not believe that there are nanoparticles of gold being used in any therapeutic applications, but there are laboratories in the world, in the U.S., trying to develop nanoparticles for disease detection as well as for cancer therapy.
I see, but essentially this is based on specifically treatment of cancer. Now, you're saying the next step is to experiment on dogs. So let me ask you, though, when it comes to the experiments you've done, has it completely eliminated and eradicated these cancerous tumors?
Yes. Over 80% of the original tumor is gone, and that's a very significant outcome because, there are many therapies that will begin to work if you can reduce the size of the primary tumor. If the size of the primary tumor is large, other therapeutic modalities simply fail. So that's where we're excited that because we can reduce the original size to almost to 80% of the original size, not only that this therapy, what we have discovered, will work to shrink or eliminate the tumors, but it will allow other modalities to work in tandem.
So when you have research like this, especially with an ailment that affects so many men, how quickly does it move from the stage that you're now working on to actually being used even experimentally on humans?
Well, it is our hope that we want to move as quickly as possible to help millions of human prostatic tumor patients. If you want me to put the time scale, I would say, maybe within the next 5 years, we should be getting into humans.
Is there any potential side effect? Have you seen any potential harmful effects from using these kinds of nanoparticles?
Well, the experiments have been completed in small animals so far. We haven't seen any side effects in terms of their body weight or in terms of their white versus the red blood cell population. No toxic side effects. I'm not guaranteeing that we don't see any in the future, but so far things look pretty good.
I see. And what is it then that keeps the nanoparticles in place? I mean, is there a risk that they could start floating around the entire body?
Yeah, that's the real beauty. This chemical that is there in tea, we have done lots of testing of that chemical by basically mixing with the prostate tumor cells, and this chemical sticks to the prostate tumor cells so strongly that it doesn't leave those prostate tumor cells. So that's the mechanism. We have gotten into the bottom of the science. We know exactly why when we injected these nanoparticles, which are coated with this T phytochemical, why it sticks to the tumor. We have a very strong scientific basis. And those results, for those experts, if they want to see, that those results we have published, the paper appeared yesterday, in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
I see. Revolutionary stuff. Dr. Kotesh Kati, professor of radiology and physics at the University of Missouri, also the director of the University of Missouri Cancer Nanotechnology Platform. Dr. Kati, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks a lot.
We will be right back to talk to an aviation investigator about these needles that were found in turkey sandwiches on a Delta flight, but we'll talk about much more. I'm going to pick his brain about investigating all kinds of aviation issues. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.